Welcome to another podcast mini. So happy to be with you today. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're doing fantastic. I've been so happy with the response to these podcast minis that we've been doing over here for a few weeks. And you guys are listening to them, and I appreciate you guys. And we'll keep bringing them to you just as long as you keep listening. And then we've got a great podcast coming up this week. I'm going to be interviewing Tatiana Verville, Tiffany Verville, and Kayla Lowry here at the church. And it's going to be our 100th podcast. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to be doing some great Q&A with them. I'm excited to put this podcast together for you guys. And of course, I've been promising this for a really long time, and I can't break my promise on it. 100th episode, we're going to have brand new intro and outro music for our youth and young adults podcast. And it's done. It's recorded. It is finalized and set and ready to go. I'm really excited about that. So that'll be dropping. That big podcast will be dropping on Thursday morning real early. So when you wake up, you should be able to see it right there. But what I want to talk to you today on this podcast mini about is... I think I'm going to title this podcast Steady Wins or something like that, Steady As She Goes. But I really just want to talk to you guys about how important it is to be steady, consistent. When I was a kid, there was a famous story written, a children's story, about the tortoise and the hare. Yeah, you guys know this story, right? The tortoise and the hare are on a race. And on your mark, get set, go, right? And they take off. And the bunny, man, the bunny's fast, right? It just, whew, gone. It takes off. And that turtle is immediately out of the race. Not going to win. And the bunny is so confident that it takes breaks. It stops to rest. It stops to eat. It stops to have fun. And the whole entire time, the tortoise just steadily keeps moving forward. And the story ends how you think it ends. The turtle wins because the turtle was steady and consistent. And I have found this to be extremely true in life, that the people who are steady, the people who are consistent, win. Now, it might not look like they're winning at first, right? And that's, I would say, the illusion of steadiness is that when the gun fires and the race begins, they appear to be behind right away. They appear to be slow. They appear to be out of the race. And so everybody kind of like gets excited about the person who's, you know, takes off real fast and wants to join their team, wants to be on that squad. And the steady person says, well, this is what I feel like, you know, this is all I can do. But there is so many important qualities about the steady person that the hurried person or the quick person doesn't have. Here's some amazing qualities that the steady person possesses that the quick person doesn't possess. It possesses faithfulness. The steady person has faithfulness that no matter the circumstances or the feelings they have found themselves in, they're going to continue to just show up and do good work. Now, the person who's off to a fast start, really quick, gets going real fast, they tend to be led by emotions quite a bit. Maybe wherever the wind is blowing, that's where they might go. They're gonna stop a lot to smell the roses. They're going to stop a lot to see where the next big thing is at. They're going to chase the next high, the next rush, the next big thing. They're going to jump on any kind of like fad or trend that is out there right now. They're just going to jump on it and be a part of it because they think that's what it's going to take for them to win. Whereas the steady person doesn't quite have that mentality. They actually will even say to themselves, I don't know if I have what it takes to be a part of that like trend or that viral moment or like a part of that event. I'm so like I just am doing my own thing right now. I'm a part of my own thing. I don't know if I can give extra time to that conference maybe, or that concert, or that evening, or that trend, or that viral thing, whatever's happening, the craze of what's happening. The steady person just says, no, I think I'm just going to stay right here in my lane. I'm going to keep going to my church. I'm going to keep going to my small group. I'm going to keep reading my Bible. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep worshiping God. I'm just going to stay steady. And let me tell you something right now. Steady wins. It does. It really does win. There's this wild story of a man. His name is Dallas Billington. Pastor Dallas Billington, actually. He was pastor of Akron Baptist Church in Akron, Ohio. It's recorded that Akron Baptist Church was the first mega church ever in the history of America. This church got so big, actually, that it was a shining, bright beacon of light. Man, this church was so successful. They were one of the first churches in America to start a Sunday school program, and their Sunday school program grew to 6,000 people. They were running 40 buses every single Sunday morning, going out into the community and picking up children for Sunday school. And like I said, their Sunday school grew to 6,000 people. They ended up building a 5,000 seat sanctuary. This is in Akron, Ohio. And the church just was absolutely growing like gangbusters. Pastor Dallas Billington, he's the man. He is the perfect definition of steady. Just going along and doing it right and super, super successful. Well, he got old and he died, like we all do. And the church was then handed off to another pastor. And this pastor was different, different kind of personality, different human being, had a different plan, wanted to do things differently. And so this new pastor starts making different decisions for the church. And would you know it? This is absolute true story, that Akron Baptist Church is now a vacant building. That's right. There it's a huge, huge church in Akron, Ohio, that is decaying and crumbling and totally empty. Wow. How in the world do you go from a 5,000 seat sanctuary that's full Sunday after Sunday? You got 40 buses that you're sending into the community early Sunday morning, and you're filling them with kids for Sunday school. How do you go from that to an empty, abandoned, decaying building? Well, I know some of the details. I don't know all the reasons, but I know some of the details as to how the church started to crumble. But something happened. And I would say that the steadiness that Pastor Dallas Billington brought went away. It disappeared when he died. And the new leadership just didn't have the faithfulness, the consistency, the vision. It didn't have, sorry about that. We're back. Whoever this leadership team was, they did not keep it the steady consistency going. Something happened. And I just really, really, really want to encourage you how important it is to be steady, how important it is to be consistent, to show up day in and day out, to do your job well day in and day out, to be a good student day in and day out, to be a good son or daughter day in and day out, to be a good volunteer at your church day in and day out. It's that steady, consistent person that wins. It's been great to be with you today, audience. Super excited about our podcast drop-in on Thursday morning with Tiffany, Tatiana, and Kayla, and myself. 100th episode. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be an awesome one. Hope you guys have a super awesome, fantastic day. Catch you on the next one. Bye.